Afternoon, everyone. My name is Simon Barrett, and this is another in our ongoing series, The Week in Reviews, a chance to sit down one-on-one with someone usually in the entertainment industry. Yeah, authors, musicians, and filmmakers are my regular fare. Well, today is a little different. I have two enterprising inventors, Christopher Oliver and James Villepeg. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Howdy.
Thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. I've been looking forward to this interview, and I have to admit, it's going to be hard to keep a straight face. Before we get into your potentially humanity-saving inventions, I was wondering if you would care to give us a little background. Let's start with you, Christopher. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm a software engineer, so that's traditionally what I do.
That's a strike against you.
Well, okay. No, the other side of it, I did on the other extreme. I'm a spokesman. I'm a spokesman for a flooring company, Johnny Carpet, Dallas Flooring Warehouse, and so I do advertisement and I play the character in the commercials. So I like to dress up and be goofy like that, which is going to play well in this part. And we also, James and I both, are inventors, and we work on various inventions together, and we're about to unleash a new one on the world, which we're going to be talking about real shortly.
Right. And one last question. I've seen the video, the ad you did for the flooring company. Congratulations on doing a great Billy Mays impression.
Oh, thank you, man. Billy Mays is kind of somebody I've always looked up to watching infomercials. And the funny thing is, you see me in that video, I really don't look like that. I had to put on about 25 pounds. So it really, was a lot of junk food and sodas. And you do. And then I grew my beard out, which drove the family crazy, because it actually grows in kind of partially white in places for whatever reason. I'm not that old, but it grows in white. And I just had this, gorilla beard for the longest time, and then finally colored it black to finish off the character when I did the video. But I did put 25 pounds on. I really don't. If you saw me in real life, you would not think it was me.
That's one of the silliest stories I've ever heard. Now, James,
yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about you.
You got it. So, I'm an international best-selling fitness author. Over the last 20 years, I've written 28 books on the topic of fitness, helping everything from children to men and women of all ages get into the best shape of their lives. And I have a long lineage of business in my family, and I've always been an entrepreneur. So I had a lot of success in the fitness realm, and I wanted to kind of venture out of that a little bit. And I've always been fascinated with creatures, mythical creatures like Sasquatch, Bigfoot, and things of that nature. And, years ago, Christopher and I, we ended up getting a Sasquatch suit. And I actually was not happy, satisfied with the way the face of this particular Sasquatch suit looked. So I sent it out to a Hollywood makeup artist who was fascinated also with Sasquatch. And what he sent me back was perhaps one of the neatest, faces of a costume of Sasquatch that I'd ever seen before. In fact, so good that, we've been offered to feature the mask and the body suit in an upcoming feature film. But we turned it down only because they wanted to really handle the mask and the body by themselves without us being there, so we kind of turned it down. However, we're still involved with the movie, but we've done some really exciting stuff. I'm a goofball through and through. I'm not as fortunate as Christopher, in terms of, you know, him having to try to gain weight to fill a part. I drive past McDonald's, and I grow little lumps in my belly as I drive past. So if I look at a chicken McNugget, you'll see it on the left side of my belly. I drive through maybe a past of a Carvel, and you're going to see a lump in my throat. So I tend to gain weight, you know, very easily, and I'm more on the side of trying to lose weight versus, you know, trying to gain weight. So, yeah, that's me. I'm a dad. Of three kids and a beautiful wife, and I'm excited to be here, man. Really excited.
Okay. Clearly, all eyes are on Zombie Call, but before we get to that, let's talk about your other products. MVP. I think that's how I. How I first discovered you guys. One of you care to give a quick explanation of what MVP is all about?
Oh, absolutely. I'll take that one. And when I'm talking about MVP, I go by the name Dick P. Johnson, middle Mississippi. And I'm not putting on my Sinatra outfit. Dick P. Johnson, he's kind of a swinging guy like that, shows up in the restroom. And the thing is, in a bathroom, there's a big problem for men with urinals, if you have nice shoes. And even if you don't, who wants to stand and pee? Not me. That's gross. And it doesn't matter where you go. You can go to a fancy restaurant or a gas station. Wherever you go, there's always pee on the floor by the urinal. So, you know, you find yourself reaching way over and kind of, you know, like almost doing a push-up on the wall so that you don't have to stand in it. It's horrible. So the idea behind MVP is to give patrons, or as we say, patrons, something to aim at. So we take urinal screens and we print funny images and messages on them. For instance, you know, anything that's a hot potato politically, any kind of issue, we're going to make a urinal screen about it. Let's see, like recently we had one with Vladimir Putin, and we took the diversity rainbow and took the yellow out of it, because we know that, you know, Putin has his political stand about that. So we took the yellow out and said, Putin needs some yellow in his rainbow. Please help. And there's Putin's face, but you're supposed to pee on his face. And if you give people something to aim at, they're actually going to get it in the urinal instead of on the floor. There was actually a scientific study where they took a sticker of a fly and they put it in the urinal. And they found that, like, the floors were staying so much cleaner because people see the fly and they're like, hey, 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 and they're peeing on it. So that's where the idea came from. And then we say something funny on it so that, you know, not only is there a picture to aim at, but it's something funny, or, you know, it's somebody that they don't like, or somebody that's – so it gives them more reason to want to pee on the person's face.
Right. I'm sure you've already, come up with this idea. But I think it's a great idea, but it's based on full of what-ifs. I could see a Hillary Clinton MVP being a big hit in red states should she decide to run in 2016.
Well,
absolutely.
We actually have one. This morning.
Actually, we have, I don't know what kind of language you can use on this, but we have one with Hillary Clinton, and her mouth is wide open, and she goes, she's saying, you call that a P blank, 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 I'll show you a real blank, blank, blank. The funny thing is that her mouth is open.
And as there's no clear front runner in the GOP campaign, maybe just the, elephant logo might do well in blue states.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. And you can bet that, whether it's Kim Jong-un or one of our politicians, anybody that's in the news is going to find their way out to a urinal screen. Because somebody out there is going to want to pee on them.
Actually, Kim Jong-un... It is just one of my favorite subjects. The Chinese state-run newspaper, bought into an idea that the Onion, well-known satire site, had named him Man of the Year. and they put out something like a 48-page special, you know, about it.
Oh, my God. He's a disaster, that kid.
Boy, they were really annoyed when they figured out that The Onion was just a satire site.
Oh, my gosh, that's brilliant.
I once put him on a flooring ad where it said it was the a blowout sale, and I kind of put an atom bomb blowing up out of his head, like that old garbage sale kid.
I don't think he's going to be too happy about that, Christopher.
He probably wouldn't be happy about it. But, you know, in Texas it played over pretty well. Kim Jong-un was getting so mad his head exploded because we were beating everybody's brains.
Okay, another one of your collaborations was Squatch It.
Yes.
James, you mentioned Squatch It earlier. What is it?
You know, it's interesting. So, you know, my fascination with Bigfoot, Sasquatch, which is just another name for Bigfoot, and Christopher's and my collaboration over the years, you know, I was watching Duck Dynasty, that show on television that features this Christian-based family that, you know, their family is in the business of making duck calls and various predator calls for hunters. And I just wondered why is it that nobody ever created Sasquatch call? You know, people trying to lure in Bigfoot, somebody deep in the woods with their family camping, they don't want to lure in a Bigfoot, or perhaps go out into an area where their friends are camping and scare the peanuts out of their friends while they're hiding in the woods. And, you know, so I wondered, and I made so many phone calls to so many duck call manufacturers, and I got hung up on. I didn't hear from probably about 99.9% of them. And then I ended up getting in touch with one particular gentleman, and he gave me the time to explain to him what I had in mind. And about 5 minutes into the conversation, he says, James, he said, ordinarily I would have hung up in your ear by now, but there was something in your voice that made me feel like you still had your wits to you and that you were an intelligent guy that has got me this far. So are you serious? You know, let's start from there. And, you know, I told him how serious I was and about my background, and I told him that I wanted to develop a call that, you know, was that sounded very similar to what people say Sasquatch sounded like. So Christopher and I, we scouted out and looked for the most popular sounds on YouTube and all the popular shows that are on television, and we came up with something that sounds like a woman screaming, you know, on the top of her lungs. I mean, a really scary, awful, terrible scream. And we worked with these particular guys called Brownwood, animal call manufacturers based out of Tennessee. And we worked on creating the sound, and lo and behold, we named it Squatch It. And, we've done very well. We get emails every week about people wanting to know where they could buy one, and that's what's led to some of these other things like the zombie call.
Right. Now, I, as I understand it, Christopher, you're in Texas, and James, you're on the East Coast. How on earth did the pair of you get together?
It's funny, Christopher. I'll let you tell this one, buddy.
Okay, well, you know, like I said before, I'm a software developer, and a particular piece of software I had made a few years ago, you know, there was like a support number for it. Very rarely did anybody ever call. Well, one night I'm working, you know, I tend to work at night in my computer room, and I get the phone ringed, and it's like 1 a.m. And now the thing is I have several online stores where, you know, it says if you have problems ordering or something, call. So if I'm not asleep, I'll have the phone and I'll check it, and I may very well answer it thinking, hey, I don't want to miss out an order. So I answer the phone. And that person called me at 1 a.m. 2 o'clock in the morning and he coached his game. And he's asking, and he just was, did not even know what to say because he was figuring that he was calling the support line that he's going to leave a message on. And
yeah.
had no idea that someone would actually, so when I answered the phone, he was just kind of like stuttered for a minute and didn't know what to say. And I just thought, you know what, if somebody's calling at that hour, once I determine, I'm like, wow, it's 2 a.m. there. I just said, you know what, I'll take a break and I'll help this person out. So I, you know, helped him out. We got the program up and running for him. And then we just started talking. And we were laughing much the way we are right now, you know, like talking about something and cracking up. And we just became friends. And then eventually I went to New York and we met up. I met his wife. And I guess there weren't any kids yet.
No, it was just one kid
later.
At the time.
There was one preparing to be made later. That was even
before
the end.
Oh, yeah, I was preparing along probably 2 years before that.
Yeah. So that's how we met up, and then we just, because we had so much in common, which is like Dave said earlier, I think, before we got on the call, is that, you know, if you see the two of us together, it doesn't really make sense, but it's kind of like twins with Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger, that we're just, like, we look really different, but when we get together, we act a lot alike. And we just had a lot of fun, and we started coming up with different business ideas, and we're both entrepreneurs, and kind of just ran with it from there. And we've worked
right.
on a lot of inventions, and as you know, like, a lot of inventions don't make it. You know, I can tell you how many funny inventions we've done that never saw the light of day. But with practice, we've gotten better.
That's right, and as they say, it's all in the journey. So, you know, we always hope for return on our investment of both time and money. But, you know, we've learned a lot from our mistakes, and we're having a lot of fun while we're doing it and bringing a lot of joy to people's lives. So that's what it's all about for us.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
having fun.
And that comes across. I spoke to Christopher a couple of days ago, and I was still chuckling hours after I got off the phone.
He'll do that to you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so let's move on to your latest product. I'm personally am very surprised that DARPA or the Pentagon, you know, hasn't picked up on it yet. And tell us a little bit about...
They're reading the emails.
No, they probably lost our emails, Christopher.
But I'll bet the NSA are onto it.
No doubt.
Oh, I'm sure they're all over it. And, you know, they're going to be the Johnny-come-latelys that, you know, once we have this up and running... Then they're going to come, and they're just going to want them at a big discount is what's going to happen. They're going to come along and say, okay, you know, we need to arm the entire military with them, and they're going to, like, try to, you know, give us the Walmart treatment and get them really cheap.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to go with that. I mean, it's going to take a bunch of stories. I'll tell you that, Christopher.
No kidding.
Another issue is going to be they're going to want a custom camo paint job.
Right. Right.
I think we could do that, though. We could do that.
Right. So, one of you tell us about Zombie Call.
Well, I would start off by saying that, you know, I'm very fortunate that I'm one of the owners in one of the biggest zombie obstacle races in the country called the Zombie Race. And, you know, I've been throughout the country with my other business partners, you know, putting on these races, and we've now catered to thousands upon thousands of people that, you know, spend their hard-earned money to not just come and be a racer and to be chased by zombies, but people pay us to become zombies to do the chasing. So we hire makeup crews and we hire, you know, a bunch of staff to come and do people up, to paint them, make them up as zombies, and then we have our thousands of racers that actually run the race, and we put our zombie hordes out in the field during a 5K in terms of distance, and we put them in various spots where they try to grab people's, almost like flag football, their flag, and their flags are basically their lives. So they have four flags, and long story short, you know, I saw how exciting people, how excited people get when they're at the races, how passionate, how, you know, just how hungry they are, literally, for this zombie stuff. So I was talking to Christopher, and I said, you know, okay, we've got this sort of concept of the Crazy Paw Company, you know, developing the Squatch It, and, you know, we're always looking to develop new sounds. We decided to reach out to our guy, you know, Brownwood, and said we want to come up with a zombie sound. And we had been working on a crazy, crazy sound, like almost like a groan, moan, scream, if you will. And we hit it on the head. We nailed it, man. We got this crazy sound, and we put it into this device, and we now can control these zombies. So the whole point is that you never know where a zombie might end up. You never know where a horde might end up. And what this does is gives you the ability to call the zombies in so that you're aware. You'll know where they're going to end up because you're the one blowing the call to lure them in. Much like a duck call, this calls in the zombies, man. So you can be prepared. Now, whether you want to hunt a zombie or you want to hug a zombie, it doesn't matter. This thing's going to bring the zombies to where you are, and then you can take action. So it's very exciting, and it really works.
It makes you like the Pied Piper of zombies.
That's
you know,
right.
You just get a have one right here, and the neat thing about it is it's kind of like, unlike the Squatch It that just makes a single sound, this is kind of like a musical instrument in that depending on varying the pressure of the air, moving the snorkel, shortening and lengthening the snorkel, partially covering the end of the snorkel with your hands on and off, and also producing different sounds, and like, you know, it'll amplify the sounds. You can make a huge number of sounds from, you know, groaning, moaning, screeching, squealing, screaming, all with this one device, and you can almost have these little zombie conversations with each other, which is really neat. In fact, you know what I have is I have one right here, and I'm
okay.
going to switch over to speaker. There we go. So,
oh,
I'm
man.
Gonna...
You sure you want to do this?
Oh, yeah.
No, because I don't need zombies coming out. Okay, go for it.
They might actually come and attack the radio station. So I'm just beware here.
Is that awesome?
Oh, I think it's wonderful.
I cannot blow the zombie call around my kids because they won't be able to sleep at night. They freak out.
Which is another use for it. You know, you could. This is probably like one of the ultimate bring it to a sporting event thing and drive like the other people nuts.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I can just imagine, if I had this in school, like in high school.
Yeah, but you know what I refer to it as? I refer to it as old-fashioned fun. You know, people are so caught up in, like, technology and all this other crap, if you will. I love technology, but let's be honest. You know, the times when we really had fun back in the day, you know, batteries not included, that's what it's all about, man. Why can't we bring some of that back? That's what this is all about.
Right.
No. It is true. I mean, like, you know, everything is an app these days or a computer or a video game. You know, I have my nephew visiting, and all he does is play Xbox One. And you have to make him go outside. Let's go swimming. Let's go do something else. But he just wants to play video games, and that's how the kids are. And reintroducing kids to doing things that are, you know, battery-free. And
yeah, you know what those kids are? Take a guess, fellas.
They're zombies.
Right?
One of the things that I've noticed, I'm you know, getting old. I think I'm 58.
You're a young buck.
Yeah, it sucks. But you know, I go out to the store or just on a, you know, walk. And, you know, kids that can barely walk all have cell phones.
Oh, yes. Yes. It's not right.
I'm surprised there aren't more deaths, you know, because none of them pay any attention to traffic, but they're way too busy texting.
You're right. You're right. I mean, really, literally, most of the people that you see out there, out and about, are asleep at the wheel. That's how I see it. It's almost like robotic. People just kind of go through the motions without stopping to smell the roses. And it's unfortunate because, I mean, we're such a fast-paced, you know, society, which, you know, there are pros and there are cons. But, you know, lately I'm seeing a lot of the cons. And you know, that's sort of why Christopher and I take a break, you know, from what we do on a normal basis. And that's why this brings a lot of fun because, listen, we're lighthearted and we want to see people laugh because we're so sick of seeing all the pain. It's you can obviously see it throughout the world right now. We're in a very funny, odd, crazy time in the world, and so you need to take a breath and, you know, set that cell phone down, get off the computer console, get up off the couch, get outside, and do something different.
Yeah, make zombie noises.
Sneak up behind your friends and scare
make
them.
Make zombie noises. Scare the stock out of your neighbors.
Okay. Let's do some absolutely shameless
yes.
commercialization.
Ooh, Billy May style?
Love it.
Where can people find you? I mean, you have MVP. Is there a website for that?
Oh, yeah. MVP is MVPEE.com. So when you need to get funny custom-scented urinal screens, you need to go to MVPEE.com. And, of course, the zombie call, and we've made it really easy. It's just ZOMBCALL, zombie call, ZOMBCALL.com. And when you hit the page, there's a link that you just click on the image. It'll take you right to the Kickstarter campaign. We just started a crowdfunding Kickstarter campaign to fund manufacturing the zombie calls. So whether you want to hunt zombies or you just want to hug them, either way, the zombie call's got you covered because it's the ultimate pre-apocalyptic gift for the zombie enthusiast. Kickstarter operators are standing by.
Guess how might I take your call?
Grunt, groan. How about Squatch It? Is that still around?
Squatch is still around. We're just we did a Kickstarter campaign with it, and it was successful, and everybody got their Squatch It. And Squatch It is SQUATCHIT.com, Squatch It. And we are in the planning stages to roll it out as a, you know, like as a consumer product. Probably.
And as we said before, we will be featured in a upcoming 2015 Sasquatch comedy film. We can't really say the name or the producers, directors behind it, but they are big-time producers, directors that sought us out to put the device in the movie to basically call in a Sasquatch. So we're really excited about that as well.
Yeah, I think it's something, you know, there's a group of guys and they're out looking for a Sasquatch, and we did sign a licensing agreement, and we sent them 5 devices. I think they're going to be using 3 or 4 of them at a time for the different for the characters that are out looking for it. So, and you know, the logo will appear. You'll see it, and it'll say Squatch It, and it's going to be a movie that, you know, it's not just a little thing. I mean, it's some big time people that are doing that. So that's very exciting, and I think we'll probably be looking to launch it when that's going on, for obvious reasons.
I'm going to be perfectly serious. I think
no,
Bear,
no,
you are lunatic.
I don't have a fever. Oh, I'm sorry.
The pair of you are the most delightful lunatics I've ever come across.
Well, we feel the same way about you.
Do you have any you know, plans on the drawing board that you could possibly talk about?
You know, we do have something huge on the drawing board, and you know, I think Christopher would agree. We have to be very careful about, you know, naming what it is, but we can tell you at least that we've created a system that will forever help children face their fears, fight their fears, beat their fears, conquer their fears of monsters at night. So in terms of helping children, you know, in terms of empowerment and helping their parents sleep through a very peaceful night, it's going to help the whole family in terms of any fears that kids have of monsters and those things that go boom, clunk in the night. So we're very, very excited about that, and you'll be hearing more about that within the next couple of months, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely. And that will probably be like the biggest thing that we've ever launched. And
yeah,
you know,
got an invite. Here's a perfect example. We just got an invite on the popular nationally syndicated show Shark Tank. And we turned it down because we just felt that our intellectual property needed to have a little more security before we went off and publicized it. So that's just how much it means to us and how big in terms and scope this is going to be for the mass market.
I'm very impressed. I know Shark Tank, and they don't tend to deal with silly things.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, this is definitely not, unlike our other thing, this other thing we're talking about, it's a very serious thing. So it's a completely different animal.
But you know what's interesting about this, and it sort of ties into everything we just spoke about? You know, my love of Sasquatch wasn't always that. I was very afraid of Sasquatch when I was a kid. I don't know if you remember the $6 Million Man when, you know, Andre the Giant portrayed himself as Sasquatch. I couldn't sleep at night. So I was definitely afraid of Sasquatch, Bigfoot, when I was a kid. Christopher was definitely afraid of Dracula. So, you know, yeah, we have a lot of fun nowadays because we create these crazy sounds because we're adults. But children go through a very difficult time when they're young, and we parents tend to forget or not pay attention to the fact that it's very real for these kids. And the fact of the matter is that monsters don't just look like these furry creatures with big claws and big teeth. You know, monsters come in many different, you know, shapes and sizes. You know, Sasquatch or zombies or monsters in general, you know, they take the shape of things that are happening in the Ukraine and things that are happening in North Korea and things that are happening in, you know, with the Middle East. And you know, we don't think that children see these things or hear about these things, but they see it in their parents when their parents talk about it or in their reactions that their parents have. Or they'll see it on television or they'll see it, you know, from seeing other parents talk or other, you know, peers talk about it. And it's a really unfortunate thing. So the whole thing for us is kid empowerment, child empowerment, to, you know, teach these kids that there's nothing really to be afraid of so long as that they're surrounded by good people. And that's what we did. And we couldn't be more excited to really get this into the, you know, households throughout the world. I'm not going to just say the nation, to really help, you know, again, children but also their parents in terms of beating their fears of monsters.
I'm impressed.
Look at that. We went all serious now.
Yeah.
Okay, serious mode off.
Serious mode off.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah. Christopher, you're a software developer, so I think that would be, you know, bracket / serious mode bracket.
Definitely. That's kind of why I like doing this stuff, because it does provide a contrast. You know, I also, you know, I have a music studio and I like to do music, electronic music, and I edit video. So I do other things that are kind of artistic and technology based. And in terms of software, I'm not really so much the code monkey as the person who goes and like looks at whatever it is that you know, like I once did software for a pharmacy that made opioid infusion pain pump prescriptions that are multi-line prescriptions with narcotics in them for people with pain. They put the pump in their body and they inject the drugs into it and it pumps it out slowly. And I just would study these people and what they did, and then I come up with the plan to make the software, and then either I would code it or I'd have people code it for me. But I'm definitely not the kind of person that can, like, be a shut-in just writing code, because that would drive me nuts. So this kind of stuff makes things, you know, this is definitely a lot more fun.
I would call, if I had to label Christopher, I would call him the mad scientist.
Right. So, Chris, I spent 35 years in the IT industry. I'm guessing that you're kind of involved in the embedded systems.
Well, actually, I do like end-tier, you know, database applications that would connect with either a desktop application or a web application. Like, I've done a lot of websites in the, I'd say, like, what, around, like, in the later 2000s that were contests, interactive contests for some really big companies. James Bond, Quantum of Solace, I did the programming and the design of the game that people would call, you know, like, it's an instant win game. It's called Mission for a Million. So I did a lot of, like, contest kind of websites that are... there's like a game or a sweepstakes or something involved. But usually something that involves the database and involves, you know, programming against the database. That's kind of my specialty.
Right. And,
it just really contrasts with Zombie Charles.
Yes, it does. And James, you're obviously into fitness. You said you had, what, over 20 books out?
Yeah, I've written 28 books. I am a former fat kid, so I was heavy my whole life. I had it with people bullying me and making fun of me. I was in the fire department. I was a fireman for a few years, and they always said to me, if fireman Jim gets any fatter, we're going to need another ladder. So things like that, you know, made me sick, and I finally learned how to take care of myself and, you know, eat right and train the right way, and that's what I do now. I help people, both, you know, kids and adults alike, you know, make them confident, empowered people so that they don't have to go through that nonsense.
Actually, James, why don't you say, he hasn't even mentioned the title, because if he mentions the title of his book series, people are going to go, oh, that's him?
Right. My question was going to be, do you have a website?
I do. If the name of my book series that really, you know, put me into the sort of, you know, the upper class of this fitness industry are called the Body Sculpting Bibles. And my team and I are very fortunate where we helped develop one of the most successful fitness book franchises in history. So we've had the longevity. The books have been in the bookstores for close to 20 years now, and we've sold millions and millions of copies. If you visit James Villepeg, this is a tough one, jamesvillepeg.com, that's V as in Victor, I-L-L-E, P as in Peter, I-G-U-E.com, or if you don't want to waste your time with that, just type in Body Sculpting Bible, Body Sculpting Bibles, and you can buy them in any bookstore in your local neighborhood or online on Amazon.com. But I'm very fortunate, very blessed to have had the success that we've had, very blessed to be working with Christopher like we are, and very blessed to be on this awesome blog radio show.
Oh, awesome. Oh, I don't think that's the word I'd use. I'm just a regular Joe.
Well, come on, you're not a regular Joe. You've got that voice. Like the guy who does the Millionaire Show. I mean, yeah.
Oh, Lifestyles of the Rich and Penniless.
No, you have an awesome voice for this.
Oh, you do.
Yeah, out of the park.
Gentlemen, I am looking at the clock, and I think we're just about at the end. Can I just ask each of you for your final thoughts, and then we can all get on with our day of hunting zombies.
Yes. Christopher, I'll let you take it away from your perspective.
Okay, well, yeah, I just want to tell everybody out there, look, sooner or later, there's going to be a zombie apocalypse. The Pentagon has a plan. It's called CONOP 8888. They're actually planning for a zombie apocalypse and how the military would deal with it. You've seen it in the movies. Everything from World War Z to The Walking Dead, zombies are coming. They're coming for you. And if you're not prepared, you're not going to make it. And the only way to be prepared is to have a zombie survival kit, and a key element in that zombie apocalypse survival kit is the zombie call. So go to zombcall.com, that's zombiecall.com. Follow that link to Kickstarter. Back us on Kickstarter for just $20. For just $20, you can get a zombie call delivered direct to you following the successful funding of the Kickstarter campaign.
That's
Kickstarter
right.
Offer to stay by.
That, I have to admit that was definitely a Willie Mays advertisement.
Call right now and we'll double the price.
How about you, James?
Well, all I'd like to say is, you know, what Christopher said, I'll say ditto. And you know, we've already warned and really put the word out there that if you don't get this now, then you're going to be, you know, you're going to be hitting yourselves and wishing that you had. So if you want to protect your whole family and or your neighborhood for that matter, you know, you really need to get to zombiecall.com now and do yourselves a favor and protect yourself, arm yourself, because if you don't do it, you know, you're not going to make it. Plain and simple.
You're not going to make it. And it's Kickstarter. You know, we're running this Kickstarter crowdfunding campaign to raise the money to manufacture them. We've already had a heavy investment in designing and developing it over the last year, and now we just need to make them. So this is your chance to support, you know, the zombie ecosystem and find a great gift. Everybody's got someone in their family that loves zombies, and this is perfect. I mean, gift-giving is a tough thing. So you have somebody that loves zombies, this is it. This is the perfect gift.
It's the perfect gift, but also people, if they receive this and they think it's a goof, a gadget, you know, they're going to wake up and open their eyes when the apocalypse actually happens. So
that's
it's
true.
Really a very valuable gift.
Okay, one very last question for the pair of you. Assuming the Kickstarter project is successful, when do you think Zombie Call will be available on the open market?
By Halloween.
Yeah.
As long as if we're successful on Kickstarter, we will have it available definitely in time for Halloween. Because Halloween, hey, this is going to be the year of the zombie for Halloween. In terms of the popularity of The Walking Dead and all these movies that are just blowing up huge like World War Z. You know, this is going to be the Halloween of zombies, and we intend to be there at the front lines arming people with zombie calls.
I'm sorry, and I expect, mark my words, I expect, you know, us to get a phone call from a movie that's getting ready to go into production to basically place the call in the movies to, once again, lure in these zombies, because there's no other device that does that. So we are the go-to guys when it comes, you know, to luring in zombies. You want that for your movie, you give us a call.
Gentlemen, this has been absolutely delightful. I'm going to lose the studio in 30 seconds, so I just want to say thank you very much for saving the planet.
Yes.
And
I do hope
that we can talk again.
Oh, absolutely.
I look forward
it was
to
great
it.
Being on.
Yes, thank okay. you so much. It's a real honor.
Okay. This is Simon Barrett wishing everyone a happy, healthy, and zombie-free day. And we'll be back again soon. Till next time, goodbye.
Hello?